This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP this week. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in the cowboy killer himself, Santana Moss. Santana, how you doing today?
What up, fellas? How y'all?
We good, man. Hey, Tyler, we find out that Fred can't cook, right? So Fred been buying cookies from Wegmans?
Oh, my God. So I'm gonna say this. Now I've had a lot of Fred, I guess you can say, things that he's baked, and they came out pretty well. But I've always scratched my head and I'm like, Fred, is this Star Boy? Because it's just too good to be true. And so when the cookie ordeal happened, I was like, bro, I haven't seen any perfect cookies like that in a long time. I haven't personally baked cookies, but I've been around a lot of people who can bake, and I've never seen their cookies come out that perfect. So
I know cookies come out like that. Wait, was cookies come out like that?
But I want to give my dog a little credit because he had brought some things in there, man. That was point. You know that was on point, and I don't think it was so. But
I'm gonna follow him. I'm about to follow him from now. I'm gonna find out for real.
Oh, man.
So the story is somebody posted that say, Fred is always at Wegmans. Those cookies that he bring are Wegmans cookies. The lady said she work at Wegmans. So Fred talked to everybody.
Yeah. Hey. He spoiled his secret.
The cat is out. Mm-hmm.
So Santana, I've seen recently the team put out a podcast called Hail Tales. It's really cool going back through memorable moments throughout Redskins football team Commanders history. And recently they put one out for the Monday Night Miracle. Take us back to that night and how special that was.
I mean, it wasn't special the whole night up until those two touchdowns, if you had to ask me. And that's one of the reasons why when I'm asked all over, you know, what was my favorite moments, it's hard to say that. But after walking these streets up in the DMV and understanding what it meant to the fans, you know, their take on it won me over. So that's why I give it, you know, number one on my chart now. But leading up to those two catches, man, it was just one of those situations where it was only my second game as a Redskin, and we just wasn't playing right. You know, we hadn't scored any touchdowns yet that season. You know, the first week we won with two field goals against Chicago at home, and then now we're in game two, which is a Monday night in Dallas. And if you know the history of, you know, Redskins Dallas or Redskins Cowboys and the history around that franchise at the time with Dan Snyder being the owner, we hadn't won in Dallas yet. So I didn't know all these stats as I'm, you know, just being, you know, involved into this rivalry. And I go out there the last couple of plays, I guess you can say it, before that drive, and I remember me and CP on the sideline just talking, and I was pissed off, ticked off, and Portis being Portis, he walked away from me. I'm thinking he's finna just say, you know, let me leave Tanner alone. And he comes back with the head coach, and you know, Coach Gibbs asked me, did I want to run the plays that I had mentioned, and the rest was history, man. So leading up into the moment, it wasn't special, but after, man, I mean, I can't put another game in front of it.
So he asked you, did you want to run the plays, and he called the plays? I like that.
So all week long, you know, you got to think about it. When these guys just, you know, acquired me, they had been asking me questions about things I like to do in the offense. You know, we hadn't got there yet because we just, you know, we were still trying to get acclimated with our passing game. Our run game was sound. And so being that I'm newly acquired and, you know, they still trying to get the hang of what I can do and what I can't do, you know, as a receiver, that's the one thing I will say. You know, people ask me all the time, Tanner, did you ask for the ball? No, I didn't. But if you ever had to ask me, what can I do? I can do it all. And I'm not saying that just to say it.
Uh-huh.
You watch the tape. I felt like a guy in my structure at 5'10", I can run any route, you know, known to man, you know, when it comes to being a receiver. And whether I'm, you know, asked to do a jump ball, I can do that too. I was a jumper in high school and college. So when he asked me, hey, you know, that week, I gave him a set of plays that I know that we can run against a particular guy that was playing corner, which was Aaron Glenn at the time.
Mm.
Aaron Glenn was my former teammate with the Jets. So I remember guys running certain plays and certain routes on him. Being a receiver, studying football, I like, oh, okay, Aaron Glenn's so good. But these guys seem to get open on these routes. So I brought that to the, you know, brought that to the coaches that week. We hadn't ran it the entire game until I mentioned it to Portis, and that's when Gibbs came back and said, Tanner, you want to run the Dino route? Sure, coach. Find time, but sure, let's do it.
Let's get it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Santana, someone that's played with a bunch of different quarterbacks in your time in the league, how important is it to have continuity year to year? Thinking more so like Terry McLaurin, where you know they're going to get this contract situation figured out, I assume, and he's going to be back with Jaden for a second year. It's the best quarterback he's played with in his career, but he's going to have continuity with Jaden and some of that chemistry that he can build on year to year. How important is that, and how does that look as it evolves?
I think it's very important, but I also think as a receiver, being a pro sometimes, you have to overcome a lot of that stuff when you don't have that continuity. And Terry is, you know, by example, he has shown you that year after year. He played with more quarterbacks already thus far in his career than I probably did, and I played with 15 in my 14-year career. So, but to have a guy like Jaden now, at this point in his career, man, I think it's huge, and I think you saw how big it was for him individually last year. I think that was one of the better seasons that we saw from Terry, you know, despite him having 1,000 yards every year, you know, since his second year in the league.
Terry, we were talking a lot about, they have a lot of games next year, but, you know, people look towards the game in Madrid. They had 700,000 people, spots on this thing waiting for tickets today. They finally sold out. I think there's a lot of bots on there. What's your thought on that game? Are you looking forward to it? Just playing over there, watching them play in Madrid for the first time?
I think having a seat that we have, yes, I'm looking forward to it. But I think what will make it special, no, we have a good time on the road. But I think what will make it special if we have in one of those seasons where we in the hunt. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, get too far ahead of myself and say I want to have the same type of season last year. Sure, we all do, but I want to be in the hunt. I just want to be a good team that's trending in the right direction by the time we get to Madrid. And I think that what makes it even more something, you know, for looking forward to these fans to go up there and see our team, you know, compete. But I think when you look at it, just being out the country, these fan bases now, man, we saw how our fan base traveled to our away games this past season. So you can just imagine what it's going to be like for them to get out the country and be able to sit back and enjoy some good football. So when you have a guy like Jaden Daniels and staff, when you have a staff, you know, that Dan Quinn has put together, it's just, man, it's one of those things that give you something to look forward to. And I'm looking forward to all of it, but Madrid is definitely high on my list, you know, as far as the games I want to see this year.
Talking with Santana Moss on the Rude Guest Hotline here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP. You talk about the fan base. How have you seen the fan base evolve as your time obviously playing for the team and then to where it is now? It felt like it died down a little bit, but last season it felt like it kind of reinvigorated the fan base, seeing the winning culture again, seeing Jaden Daniels play so well. How did you kind of see that yourself?
Yeah, reinvigorated. That's a good way to put it, man. Because I think when you look at 4 or 5 years previous to that season last year, we weren't looking good, man. I mean, you go to that stadium, It was just a lot of the other team colors there all the time. And it's tough, man. It's tough to be a home, to have home field advantage, you know, and see your opponent's colors at home more than you see your own. And not to say that we didn't see our own, but it's just tough to see a lot of your home, the opposing team colors at home, you know. And so just to see last year, a lot of those fans, and you got to think about it, me and B. Mitch, we have our share with these fans. You know, we go to some of the things that they put on through the off season, where we're trying to get season ticket holders to buy back in and to, you know, probably, you know, get some of these suites. We have a chance to talk up close and personal with these fans and see what they want and see why they are back. And to tell you the truth, man, some of the stories I've heard, it goes to show you how important it is to put up, I guess you could say, something that these guys can, you know, can call theirs, you know. And I think that's a good team. And that's what you see that these guys have done, you know, when it comes to our GM, our head coach, and these players, you know, for them to go out there and did what they did last year, it's one of those things that you say, here you go for being who you have been to us for so long. And that's what I felt like when I saw those, you know, those fans back. They was appreciative again of what our team was doing, and that was playing good football.
I know we went to games. The game in Arizona, they took over. They took over
Tampa.
They took over that. Detroit thought it was going to be an easy run. I mean, but I'm talking about, there are fans on the road that don't even go to the game.
Yeah,
you know, they at the hotels. Yeah, they're hanging around. They have watch parties on the road because they want to be in the city.
Yeah.
So, they're coming back. You know, I saw some great years at some time. I'm telling you, it is back. And I think that the way they stay here is the team have to go out, not necessarily be exactly what they were last year, but be something competitive. Yeah. As Tanner say, being a hunt.
No doubt.
Being a hunt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Santana, when you look at we were talking about this earlier. Cam Newton had some comments about Jaden, talking about, is he a one-hit wonder, and talking about RG3. You played with RG3. Now you've obviously have a relationship with Jaden being around the team. What are some of the similarities and differences you see between those two? Because immediately when Jaden was drafted, everybody draws the parallels of, they say, the running quarterback, drafted number 2 overall, Heisman Trophy winner. But I think you can see the differences in their game. But just what have your interactions been like with Robert obviously being his teammate, and then with Jaden being around the team? What's the differences you've seen between those two guys?
I mean, you know, it's one of the things that I think everybody's seen. You know, when you really look at it, Jaden is a guy that runs second. You know what I mean? He can honestly dissect a defense and tear you apart, sit in the pocket. And when you're young, you expect, you know, most quarterbacks to kind of go through the, you know, the ups and downs and say, you know what, you know, he's going to try to get out the pocket a little more. He's going to try to escape so he can see things a little clearer. And I don't know if you want to give a lot of credit to just Jaden himself or both Cliff and Jaden, but we all said last year when we saw him get off to a great start, we was like, okay, when is it going to hit the wall? When is it going to hit the fan where, you know, this everybody's going to start saying, okay, now we know him. Now we know what to do. We're going to sit back and we're going to, you know, sit in coverage and make him, you know, pick us apart, find an open guy. They did that. And guess what? They wish they didn't. So that's what shows out to me. You know, you couldn't just sit there and dictate what you wanted to do to the kid. He was the dictator. He was the guy that said, I'm going to go out here and show you that you can't present nothing to me, because if you rush me, I'm going to step up in the pocket, I'm going to look to throw it, and if it's nothing there, I'm going to take off on you. Mm-hmm. If you don't rush me, I'm going to find the open guy, whether I'm dinking this ball off or getting us 5 or 10 yards, but I'm going to find him. So that's what I saw that was different. I think with RG, you know, I'm not here to say that he couldn't do that, but I think the offense that the Shanahans put in place for him was perfect. That year one, that was what we wanted. You know, unfortunately, he got hurt, and I think that led to him not wanting to run the ball as much. And, you know, when you're a kid, you don't know, man. You really don't know if you're crippling yourself by making some decisions. And I think, to me, the injury played more into Robert saying, I don't want to be a runner, than more so than him just saying mentally, I can't do it. Because if I'm having a season that Robert had that first year, run me, coach.
All day.
That won the game. You know what I mean? That made us win. And that's how I looked at things. I thought as soon as he went away from that, that's what allowed teams just to be able to tee off on him and sit back and say, now I found an open guy. And that didn't work out that smoothly.
You know, I think the thing what I noticed about Jaden is if he struggles with something this game, try the same thing next game. He's going to pick it apart.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he reinvented himself every game. And like you stated about young guys normally don't do that. You know, I've always said that you have to not only watch film of other people, but you watch film of yourself to see what kind of like little tips you're giving off. And you watch Jaden play, and he doesn't do the same bad thing twice. So I think he's also correcting his stuff and finding out, because he talks to Bobby Wagner so much, who's probably seen every offense under the sun, and he probably tells him, well, you're giving off this. And then he changes that. And I think the thing about a young quarterback, normally when a young quarterback come in with a lot of hype, they don't listen to anybody. That kid listens. And that makes a world of difference for me.
Yeah. You got to be a student of the game, too. I think that's one of the things that's bright about him. When you know, you get a chance to step out, see him outside the field, and especially just talking to his parents. Like, I spoke to his dad a couple of times, spoke to his mom. And it's two different personalities, but you hear the same thing. So, and just knowing what his dad taught him, you know, his upbringing, you know, through the sport, you can see it actually displayed each and every time he steps on the field. He's a student of the game. Like you just said it, B. Mitch, you can't present something to him once and think that you're going to be able to do it twice. And they just asked him this question earlier this year, you know, during the offseason, like, what are you doing right now to make sure that, you know, you don't have a one of those sophomore, you know, I'm not going to put it out there in the air. But, and he said it. He said, look, man, I'm studying, watching what I didn't do so well last year. And I'm going to try to make sure I do it better. And that's a student of the game. That's a guy that understands that regardless of how good I played last year, it's about the things I didn't do well. And I want to be able to go out there and acknowledge that and say, okay, this is what you got to, you know, work on. And having a guy like Bobby Wagner, being a guy from the West Coast with him, he talks highly about that friendship. I mean, we can't give enough credit to this staff bringing in guys like that, a Wagner, Zach Hurst. You know, that's what you need. You need that veteran leadership that has been to the pinnacle, that has seen it done on a high level, that's able to be able to give guys like Jaden and all these other young guys those nuggets that they don't get from coaches, that they get from the players themselves that play, that's been through those lines. And that's great to have a guy like that. So I think it's phenomenal to have those guys, but I also think it's phenomenal to have a young guy that understands that it's all about correcting what you didn't do so well.
Talking with Santana Moss here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Last one for you, Santana. Luke McCaffrey last year, he was you saw flashes at points, and I think when you got the ball in his hands, he could make something happen. What do you need to see out of him this year, or what does he need to improve on to be a bigger part of the offense this season?
You know, just keep getting better, man. You know, it's not one or two things here and there, man. He showed me things last year that I didn't quite expect to see last year, you know. So that shows you who he is and where he come from. I think when you look at his lineage and the kind of, you know, tree that they have when it comes to this football thing, you know, you're not surprised about some of the things you saw last year from him because you know what his dad did, you know what his brothers, you know, have done so far in his career. And I just look, you know, I'm very confident in just knowing that he's going to take care of what he can take care of. That's one of the things about being a player in this game. You only can take care of what you can do. You only can control what you can control. And I think he showed you that. As a rookie, I didn't expect to see some of those flashes. I expected a guy that, you know, they might put in the game here and there. But they showed that, hey, they had confidence in, you know, where he was at, you know, that far in his career. And I'm looking forward to him just getting even better because when you have a chance to be around that offense or any system and a quarterback that we have, man, you can put a subpar receiver out there on the field and Jaden's going to make him better because he's going to find when he's open. He's going to give him the ball at the right time. And so if you're anything at your position, it's great to have a guy like Jaden Daniels because guess what? He's going to make the world see it because he's going to give you the ball at the right time.
Tanner, I was telling Jeff, I have to make sure we bring some extra money because Jeff claims he's going to Madrid. So, you know, we got to make sure we get him out because, you know, he'll do something to end up in the slammer.
Hey, well, we got to make sure Jeff and Fred ain't together because they're bringing Fred, too. So
oh, my Lord. Oh, hell.
Hold him out for the South.
We got to bring all the credit cards now. We got Fred and Jeff. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, man. It's going to be one of them kind of trips, man. It's going to be one of them kind of trips.
Oh, boy.
Well, Santana, appreciate the time today.
Brother.
Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
All right, brother. Y'all take care, man.
All right, man. Be cool.
That's the Cowboy Killer himself, Santana Moss, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline.
I'm serious.
It's going to be.
Yo, I'm going to have to bring some of my Spidey senses out there to make sure I keep you out of trouble, boy.
Coming up next, Pro Football Focus ranked the offensive line units. Where did Washington rank, and do we agree with the ranking? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.